Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Lamb Lens. I am Nicole Chen, Client Associate at the Lamb Group of UBS Financials in Pasadena. This week, we're going to be talking about private credit, the asset class that has been receiving a lot of attention and headlines. Much of the recent coverage has grouped private credit together with problem loans, fraud, and certain areas of commercial lending within the banking system. However, we think that it's important to address that private credit is structurally very different from traditional bank lending, both financially and operationally. At its core, private credit is generally designed for long-term investors who are seeking income through coupon payments. These investments are typically secured by the underlying assets of the borrower and are structured to align long-term liabilities with long-term assets. Over the past several years, there have been notable activity within the private credit related to software-focused M&A, where lending standards in some cases are a lot more aggressive. More recently, as AI continues to gain a lot of momentum and traction across markets, there has been rising concerns against its potential impact on the software sector, which were originally invested by private credit. That said, it's helpful to keep the broader context in mind. Artificial intelligence represents just one segment within private credit. The overall credit market is estimated to be between $1.3 and $2.1 trillion. About half of the private credit market is direct lending, and within that portion, AI-related exposure represents a relatively small share. It's only roughly 10%, under 10% of the total market. The focus, therefore, for us remains on thoughtful portfolio construction, clear investment objectives, and a good selection. Based on our current positioning, the companies that we've invested in don't have meaningful exposure in the software technology segment that has been on a lot of the headline news. We also continue to see very exciting opportunities across the space. In a conversation just yesterday with a fund manager, we heard that there's a lot of new and attractive investment opportunities that are still emerging, which reinforces the view that private credit remains as a diverse and evolving market within the portfolios.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/The Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.